Coach, what did you think about Donald Trump calling Brandon Marshall an SOB, and did you consider joining the protest with your players?
No. Obviously, the comments, they bothered the players. You know, they bothered the entire league, I should say, not just our players. They were upsetting comments. You know, my view hadn't changed with this. You know, I believe in standing for the anthem. That's just my personal belief, and I was raised that way. I believe in that. You know, that the flag and the anthem means a lot to me as far as the freedoms that we endure every day, you know, as U.S. citizens. So it's important for me to stand. But that being said, our players have the right to a peaceful protest. That's their right as U.S. citizens. So obviously the comments didn't sit well with our football team or the entire NFL. But hopefully we can move past this and play football, because politics and football don't mix, in my opinion. And I'm a football coach. They're football players, and our job is to win football games. Hopefully we can get back to that this week.
Coaching standpoint, because these are individual decisions.
Sure.
And you've made it clear you've had your players back through all this, but
yeah.
How do you keep it from becoming a distraction or preventing what you want to happen on the field?
I don't think it's a distraction for the players. I really don't, guys. I think it's a separate issue. I think, you know, some of the guys feel strongly about their beliefs and the comments that were made. But I think once the football is kicked, I think the players play football and the teams play football. So I think it's a separate issue. You know, I think we've dug too deep into it being a football distraction. Now, I'll tell you this. I think it should be a separate issue. It should not be a part of what we're doing on Sundays. Okay. That's my personal opinion. But again, I don't think it's a big deal once the football is kicked and snapped. It's about the best teams playing the best football that day and winning the football game. That's what it's about.
Do you think it had any impact on the game whatsoever yesterday?
None. Zero to none, in my opinion. You know, we talked to our players Saturday night about the comments because they were upset about the comments. And, you know, I asked the guys, I said, look, guys, tomorrow, you know, I get it. You're upset, but put the team first tomorrow, okay? Let's put our best foot forward. Let's focus on playing a football game. And in my opinion, that football team beat us. It wasn't about the anthem protests. They played better in critical moments. That's why they won a football game. That's the bottom line.
How would you separate the two? Like you said, there should be separate issues. How would you go about doing that?
How would I do that? I'm not sure. I'm the football coach for the Broncos, so I'm not sure how I would do that. But it's my personal belief that it should be a separate issue. That's my personal belief.
Did Buffalo beat you, or did you guys beat yourself?
They beat us. They beat us in the critical areas where we talked about red zone and third downs and not turning the ball over. Okay, they didn't do those things, and we did. So they won the football game, fair and square.
CJ had 17 carries combined yesterday. Prior to that, they had 34 and 30. Where would you like to see that number? Obviously, those games were different. But where
right.
Would you like to see that number?
I think every football game is different. You know, they played us in a lot of heavy boxes yesterday, so we thought the pass game would be our advantage. You know, so I was not disappointed about how we attacked that defense. You know, now, that being said, their DBs played better than I thought they could versus our receivers. So they played well. They won a football game.
Is Trevor suffering any kind of injury at all? It looked like he took a pretty hard hit in the third quarter when he...
No, he's totally healthy. Totally healthy.
The offense was out of sync at any point, especially kind of late in the fourth quarter with the two picks?
Out of sync? No. I don't think it was out of sync. You know, I thought they gave us a number of different looks that they kept us guessing. You know, they played a lot of heavy box stuff on obvious rundowns and forced us to throw the football. And we threw it enough, and, you know, we didn't win enough on outside, and on third downs they played some shell stuff and brought some pressure stuff that were good stuff. So they coached very well yesterday.
How do you go about correcting the third down issues, the red zone issues? How do you go about fixing those?
Well, you keep practicing, you keep game planning, and Yesterday's third down, I'm sorry, red zone issues, first of all, you know, we had two false start penalties in the red zone, you know, which backed us up. You know, I mean, you lose 5 yards in the red zone two different times, it definitely affects your chances of scoring touchdowns, you know, and we want to score touchdowns down there. You know, we were 1 for 3, they were 2 out of 3. So, again, they won that part of the game, which led to more points than we had.
Justin Simmons is a young player, so you'll see some inconsistencies, but is it inexperience or is there some, is this, maybe I'm wrong, you know, you're always familiar. Is he getting lost in coverage at times because of some of the stuff you're doing, or is that a misread on my part?
I thought Justin played well outside of missing two critical tackles on third down. You know, but as far as his pass coverage, he's been very, very solid. And he's tackled well the first 2 weeks. Yesterday he missed Shady McCoy two times on third downs, which is not a easy task by no means.
Coach, what went into Devontae Anatawa not getting jerseys for the
Devontae
Anatawa
Ruben? Devontae Booker just wasn't ready, you know, in my opinion. You know, so hopefully this week he can get more ready to play. And with Atuba Ruben, we thought Zach Kerr being here with us, you know, training camp and OTAs, he knew more of the scheme that we ran yesterday. So it wasn't a knock on those two guys. It's just Book wasn't ready physically, and Atuba hadn't been here long enough.
Do you guys think you tipped your hand a little bit too much on the fake punt, or do you have any thoughts about it?
Well, obviously the fake punt is my call solely, okay? And the idea of that fake punt was obviously we wanted it to be within 4th and 1, 4th and 2. It was 4th and 2, okay? So we ran our offense line off, kind of mixed them in with the punt team, and ran those guys back on, okay? So we wanted our offensive line versus their punt return team, which is all defensive backs and one linebacker, okay? We ran our O-line back on, okay? We had the perfect look, okay, but we were short one guy. So when he ran on, it kind of gave him a chance to kind of see what we were doing. But watching the tape last night and this morning, if the ball was snapped at the appropriate time, you know, in my opinion, it would have been a good play. No, it didn't work. So it was a bad play, and it's solely my fault.
Did you think about once the player, Doss, right, had to go out, calling timeout and saying?
I thought about it, but I watched their guys. They had one guy with his hand on the ground. They had two guys calling timeout, which they can't do. So we still had a great play. So I didn't want to waste it by saying, I'm watching it, okay. You know, should I bail this team out? I didn't want to do that. But, again, it didn't work. So that falls on me.
Fans on the penalty that Vaughn got. Mm-hmm. I think everybody would have been understanding had he said after the game, hey, look, that was ridiculous. I think that's what everybody else was feeling. But what does it say about him and his maturity and leadership that he owned that the way he
Well, did? He understands that it was called. So if it was called, it's our responsibility not to do it. So he gets that. And obviously Vaughn's a team captain. He's a team leader. So that penalty hurt us. And that, you know, he understands that. But it was called.
Do you plan to submit it to the league for review?
Yeah, I mean, I submit, you know, a number of plays each week, you know. I probably submit 4 or 5 plays that I didn't like, you know, and I want explanation for. Basically, but again, it was called. The game's over. If it comes back in our favor, who cares? It doesn't win the game for us. The game's over. So,
was one of those catch on Sanders? Have you ever gotten a clear explanation on what the heck that catch rule is?
No. No.
I don't know what catch is.
No, I mean,
did you think it was, I think it's real time, and
it was called incomplete.
What did you think of the call on Vaughn?
You personally?
Me personally? Well, you know, I'm a firm believer in the rules, and I read the rule this morning, and I didn't see offering a guy a hand and taking it away as a penalty. So that being said, that's my feeling. If it's in the rules, call it. If it's not, don't call it. But, again, it was called, so I'll go with that.
Time for a few more for the coach.
When they went over, when the referees came here and they went over the videos, there was nothing like that in the videos, right?
No.
I mean, is that what you were thinking?
Absolutely.
As you were reviewing it?
Yeah. You know, and I didn't see the play as it happened. I've seen a TV copy replay, and the guy explained to him exactly what happened. So he felt strong about making a call. He made it. You know, yes. So we can't do it.
Vance, what kind of teachable moments can you take away from those interceptions? Because they seem very uncharacteristic.
Yeah.
What we usually see from Trevor.
The first interception, he's trying to make a play. You know, we're moving the ball some. We're having penalties. We're backed up. He's trying to make a play. He thought Benny was going to sit down in the window, and Benny kept moving, and the DB came back. So it's part of it. He's trying to make a play. The second one, he's trying to throw the ball away. You know, and it was short on the sideline, and the kid picked it off. So, again, it happened. We can't do it. He understands that. Moving forward, you know, he'll play better from this.
Last week you had to talk to your guys about staying humble.
Yeah.
Do you feel like your team got humbled, and can that be a silver lining heading into a division game against Oakland?
I don't think we got humbled, but the details of how we've played the last couple weeks, it wasn't the same. Sunday, I'll say that about our football team. You know, we played hard, absolutely, but the detail and engagement that we've played with the last 2 weeks, it was different.
Can that be a silver lining going into a game against Oakland?
Sure, absolutely.
We'll do the final two, Troy and then Arnie.
Vance, you were in Colorado when the Raider rivalry was still huge.
Yeah.
Shanahan made it a big. Does it feel different this Raider week? Does that carry significance for you as a head coach?
I think it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, being a Raiders, but also being a divisional opponent and having a chance to go 2-0 in a division, that's going to be huge for us. And having them at home, you know, that's always a huge deal. So it's a big week.
Last one, Arnie.
Vance, you said, you know, you want to move on beyond the national anthem protests this week. Would you encourage your team to maybe do the interlocking arms and standing instead, something like that?
Well, you know, I'm gonna obviously meet with our guys later this week and, you know, kind of figure out what's best for our football team, you know, to keep us together. Because, again, at the end of the day, it's about winning football games and about keeping our football team together. That's my only issue.
Do some guys sit, some guys don't, some guys stand, some guys kneel?
I don't think so, you know, but it could be. And again, you know, in an NFL locker room, you know, I think it's a perfect example of what, you know, our country should be. You know, you have guys from all sorts of families and backgrounds that get along great in the locker room. So, you know, how we live should be an example, you know, to the country. You know, how everyone else should live as far as ignoring color and, you know, personalities and, you know, any differences. You know, ignoring those and, you know, if you're a good person, I'm a good person, let's get along. And that's our locker room. So I'm hoping we can come to a conclusion where we can all be on the same page. You know, what that is, I don't know yet, but we'll figure it out. All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.